In 1941, Alice and a friend, Joe Orr, decided to start their own rodeo. The Greeno Orr Rodeo Company produced rodeos for more than 10 years. In 1975, Alice became the first woman named to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas. In 1983, she was named to the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, as well. When she was in her 70s, Alice told an interviewer, "The rodeo life was a good old life." Caption: Alice was the first woman named to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas. Conclusion: Alice Greeno lived through many changes in the rodeo business. Some of them are in her collection of papers and photographs of the Riding Greenos. You can see them in the Carbon County Museum in Montana, which she started. Today, women who ride in rodeos are respected athletes and not curiosities. Alice was one of the first professional woman athletes. She helped expand the horizon, not only for cowgirls, but for women in all kinds of sports. Even more, she helped change people's attitudes about what women could do. Timeline: A Cowgirl's Life. 1902, Alice is born. 1929, joins Jack King Wild West Show. 1940, wins championship in New York. 1941, starts Greeno Orr Rodeo Company. 1975, named to Cowgirl Hall of Fame. 1983, named to Cowboy Hall of Fame. 1995, Alice dies.